Fuck Halloween.
No cold open today, folks.
What's up, guys? This is the TNT Podcast. This is today's free episode. If you want this episode ad-free and extra bonus episode, you can find that right now on our website. TNTSales.TV. Sign up for a membership now at TNTSales.TV. And if not, then enjoy this one.
Holy fuck, Jamie! Can we get a clip of that deer him getting hit by that car?
The mystery of the flying saucers may soon be solved.
If you've never smoked at literal Woodstock, you're not a stoner. Goodbye.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
I'm gay as fuck.
I'm gonna get my arse eaten.
The so-called flying saucer.
Look at all these fucking chickens.
Malone Brown, you hear this hole? No. Malone Brown dick in your mouth?
Please look at all the signs. Fasten your seatbelt and get ready for debate.
You all right?
No.
Yeah, you don't look okay,
dude. I didn't. It's not even that I did anything. We got home. So it was Cash's birthday yesterday. Happy birthday, brother.
Fine. Happy birthday.
Yeah. Thanks,
we
man.
Popped by.
I was waiting.
I already said it before, but I guess I should say it on the mic too.
Yeah, it doesn't count unless you say it live.
Yeah.
So we pop by, we hang out at his place for a bit. We leave early, 11:30.
Okay.
Get home at midnight. I'm like, you know, me being me, I'm hungry. So I say, you know what, I'm just have like a little peanut butter sandwich. Throw a little milk down the hatch just to, you
ooh,
know.
Ooh, okay. Warm milk?
Not even warm milk.
Cold milk?
Yeah.
Before you go to bed?
Kind of gross. Yeah, kind of gross.
On Halloween night, should warm up a glass of milk. You know?
Yeah. Well, I just went with a little milk.
Okay.
You know, just a little bit of milk.
Yeah, okay.
Daddy needs a little milk.
Okay, daddy needs a little milk.
Just something to put to shut the stomach up, and okay. I wake up in the morning and I eat for real.
Okay.
I don't know what happened. Now, Grant, I don't consume too much dairy these days. So I don't know if just that little bit of milk, my stomach was like, what is this? But I, you know, like getting ready for bed. About 15 minutes later, I'm like, ooh, knife is going through my stomach. I'm thinking, what the hell? I'm shitting water, like actual water.
Not milk?
No.
I would assume it would be milk that you'd be shitting.
No, it's like my stomach kept all the dairy and then squeezed out all the water.
It juiced the
milk. Yeah, it juiced the milk.
That yeah, sucks.
It juiced the milk.
So all night?
I was on the toilet so long on the first round that my legs went numb.
Okay.
And
I kind of like that.
Yeah. So you can stand up and fall forward and hit the shower door and die.
And that's how they find your body?
Yeah.
Just shit sprayed all over the back of the toilet.
And then Alina's in court like, I didn't kill him.
Yeah.
His legs went numb.
Died.
Yeah. His legs went numb and I don't know what happened. He shit all over the wall and now he's dead. He deflated. I can't, whatever. I was just sitting on the toilet playing this stupid mobile game because I had that feeling of the doo-doo almost about to come out.
Yeah.
I tried to like end it. I squirted.
Okay.
And I stood up and I wiped and I'm like, okay, I'm good. Stood up and wiped. That's how out of it I was. That's an important note.
Yeah, I was like, I wasn't going to let that one slide.
That was an important note.
You stood up and then wiped.
I was so out of it. Like, I'm so tired and I'm feeling so bad. I was just like, oh. Oh.
So wait, you let the cheeks smear it?
I did it was like a half
Rorschach
stand.
Rorschach painting?
No, no, I didn't. It started to get there. I did like a half stand.
Okay.
Wiped, and then like I dropped back down, you know, threw my arm in the air. I just popped it down for a second.
Yeah.
Then I got back up on the toilet. I gave it another little wipe, and then I washed my hands, and then it felt worse. There's like a demon in there. It's like, I'm not done.
Okay.
So I was like, oh.
I'm not done juicing.
Yeah.
I haven't juiced the peanut butter yet.
Yeah.
I haven't even made my way to the candy.
And, you know, whatever. So then I go back to the toilet, and I'm on the toilet for a good 40-some minutes afterward. I'm juicing.
Is Alina not like...
She's passed out. Okay. I open the door.
But you're on your own.
Yeah, completely.
You're fending for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You're on an island.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, I just got to make it through this.
Yeah.
Okay.
I crack open the door.
You're naked and afraid.
Yeah, naked and afraid. I cracked the door open, my eyes just looking through the slit, and I'm like, I just want to let you know I love you. And if I don't make it past this, you know, we had a good run. Yeah. I opened the door, and I'm like,
Help me.
Dude.
Help me.
No, she does.
Please.
It's the funniest thing. I open the door, and I go, hey, I have to keep shitting. And she kind of wakes up. She goes, huh? I'm like, I have to keep shitting longer. She goes, okay, I'm going to go to sleep. And I go, yeah, for sure. And she goes, okay, bye. And she just puts her head down, and I could tell she was out at that point. I don't even know the time exactly I retired. I was on the toilet so long. It blew my back out. When I stood up, my legs were all numb. I was trying to get back to bed. I'm just like... This goddamn milk just blew my ass out.
Sounds like you got your world rocked.
Just blew my ass out, man.
That's rough.
Yeah, and then I crawl back in bed, and then Alina wakes up. She's like, huh? What happened? And I just said, I'm never drinking milk again. And then I fell asleep.
What time was it?
I have no idea. And then I woke up this morning pretty early, and I just felt ran through.
Halloween, it's just exhausting. There's just no way around it.
No.
Whether if you go out or if you don't go out, it catches up with you one way or another. You eat too much candy or, I mean, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, that's the only thing you
can do. What it was for me.
Yeah.
I ate way too much candy.
Can I just say, I just should have drank.
Alcohol?
If I knew that was going to happen to me, I just should have drank.
Yeah, yeah, true. So you were sober.
Having tequila shits.
So you didn't even have the fun part.
Yeah. I went home early. I'm going to get to bed early.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I was talking to Hunter the other day, and we were talking about me being late, and he goes, so you're selfish. And since then, I'm like, you know what? I want to be less selfish. Mm-hmm. I want to be on time. Mm. I want to try to be on time. It's not fair that I do that to people. I had this
today.
Yeah, literally. I'm having this whole
thought. Oh, it's the thought that counts.
Yeah, and then So what happens? I'm like, damn. And I'm getting out the door this morning. I'm like, is it selfish that I had the milk?
Yeah, no.
You know? But I'm just like, I just should have got wasted.
Yeah.
Then it would have at least been funnier.
Yeah, yeah, true.
But now I just come in here with this like wet noodle like, oh.
Yeah. You looked horrible when you walked in. Like, sad. Genuinely, like, yeah. Sad.
Yeah.
And then you sat down and you were like, I brought candy.
You
the
want
most
some?
Depressed anyone's ever said that.
You want some?
I ate so much fucking candy yesterday that I don't want any of that. And that's a bad bag, too.
I mean, it's not great. There's Reese's in it. That's really all that's exciting.
Yeah.
I bet you want the almond joy, though.
I mean, I did eat one of those yesterday. And I like coconut, but I bit into that, and I was like, why the how is this still economical that they make these?
Yeah, no, definitely.
They can't be making money off these. People don't buy them.
Oh, they do, man.
Do they?
They're called British, and they're dumb.
Really?
Yeah.
British people eat almond joys?
Yeah, they do.
Almond joy.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a joy.
Yeah.
What do you think they call it, that?
Oh,
that's the Beatles, I guess. When do you think they call it then?
I don't know, Ringo. I've got a bullet hole in my head.
Jesus. All right.
I can't quite have any thoughts right now. My whole body is going numb. No, why do you think they call it an almond joy?
So this is him right after he got shot?
Yeah.
Ah, okay, nice.
And the other one on psychedelics and just not...
Here, have an almond joy. It'll make it feel better.
All right. That's not funny. That's not funny.
Oh, yeah, we got new merch, by the way.
That's not funny.
God new merch. Ryan's sitting here to make sure we promote this. and it's been 10 minutes and we still haven't done it.
That's why we're firing these people.
Why?
So we could do what we want.
I kind of want to promote this.
Okay, fine.
Look, new start. Merch, by the way.
New merch, by the way.
Check it out.
Look how happy I am. Well
merch.
Rested.
New merch, by the way.
That one's cool, though.
I actually really like this one.
No, Jim.
This is like an
it.
Old like liquor store tea. Reminds
Jim
me
killed
of.
It on all of these.
Yeah, Jim, you murder it every time.
Like he literally ruined it.
Yeah, like you stink.
No.
These are awesome.
I love that one the most, the blue hoodie. Yeah.
And where can we find these? Oh, of course, tmgstudios.tv.
Yeah.
Where the same place where you can also find all of our bonus episodes, every single one. There's like 200 of them now. So,
this is one of those like.
Okay, I do want some of that actually.
Yeah, this is one of those bags with a child lock on it, so we're not going to be able to get into it without a blade.
The whole episode. I can't fucking. There we go.
Oh, what are you for Halloween?
Thank you. Did you see the TikTok of the dad that's like way too pissed that he got no trick or treaters?
No.
He's like, it's fucking bullshit. I bought all this candy. He walks to the window. He's like, I don't see one human being out there. I don't get it. So funny.
Damn.
And I was like laughing at it because Kelsey was like so pumped.
Yeah.
To get trick-or-treaters.
Yeah.
We carved jack-o'-lanterns. We put them outside. We made our house look so welcoming.
Yeah.
Opened the gate, put the lights on, and we got like two.
Yeah.
Because we live in just a boring-ass neighborhood.
Yeah, we got one group of kids, and they were our neighbors.
Yeah.
Ours
were our neighbors.
We had three bags of this. I gave them the whole first bag.
Just not even open. Didn't even open it.
I know.
Here.
I was there. But I was like, no. Let me give them the whole experience.
Open the door and throw it at them.
Yeah. Get your fucking candy.
The whole bag.
No. They're great kids.
Yeah.
They're actually extremely polite, and that joke is fucked.
Yeah, I will say this. So two kids came to the door. And
two of the three total. Yeah.
Yeah. The two of them came together. And the first one, we're like, you can take as much as you want. Like, we're not getting many trick-or-treaters, so we hold the bowl out. We're like, you can take as much as you want.
Yeah.
And he like picks one thing and puts it in his bag. And then the other kid goes up and just grabs like an entire handful and sticks in his bag.
Yeah.
And he says, thank you. And the other kid goes, I'm not that greedy. Walks away. Like, damn, dude.
Wow. Shade. Not even shade.
Yeah, no, just straight to his face.
Yeah. Wow.
Kids are ruthless.
I'm not that greedy.
Yeah.
He's
like, fat ass.
Yeah.
Well, we know who's getting diabetes between us.
Yeah, no, go ahead. Get a little chew time in.
I thought Halloween was over.
Nah, it ain't over, man.
I was really excited.
Halloween's forever.
That was depressing.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to load up. I'm just going to pick my load out right here.
I don't think that's going to help your stomach.
No, it's...
Isn't this what caused it?
No. That's the thing.
You don't know what caused it?
No.
Hmm.
It was like a temporary food poisoning.
That's rough.
I don't want to be... I mean, I've already been graphic, so you might as well just go all the way. I mean, it was just straight... bile coming out my ass. I knew I was dying when I was wiping, and like, I'm like, why does it look like I just like dumped like, you know, like rubbing alcohol onto a napkin?
Like, when did I drink Mountain Dew?
Yeah. Yeah. Why is it glowing?
Yeah. Bile's scary.
Yeah.
It's always scary when you start like throwing up bile because you're like, I'm at the end. I'm at the toxic sludge. You know, that's like brain fluid or something.
Yeah, yeah. After bile, there's only blood.
Yeah.
That's all that's left
to
give.
That's it. Yeah. What other fluid is there?
Your body's just like, well.
Yeah, yeah. Even the name is just bile. Your body's like, you shouldn't be throwing that up, dude. Yeah. That's the bile. You need that to That plays a crucial part in all this.
The esophagus wants more. I don't know. Give it bile. I don't know if we should do that, man. That's all we got. Down to the bile.
Yeah.
Wait. Speaking of that.
Bile.
Bile.
That's why it's called that. That's why it's called that. Once that comes, starts coming up.
Bile.
Bile.
Wait, can I
was still laughing at you standing up to wipe.
Yeah, that's
like
how
you
out
just
I was.
Were so out of it, you just like lost the order of things.
Yeah.
You pull up your pants and then take a shit. Wait, I didn't. Did I start with my pants down? Did I just shit my pants? I guess I should wipe. Wait, my pants are still up.
hold on now. Wipe it up my back.
yeah.
Just don't stop wiping.
Turn around, put your head in the toilet. Start washing your hair.
Wait a second, that ain't right.
Hold on, that's not right.
Hold on. Hold on now. Go in the shower, wash off your back, and catch it into a cup. Ew. Disgusting, dude.
Shit into a cup, take off the top thing in the toilet, and pour it in. Hold on, that's not...
Wait a second. You flush it, it fills with the shit water, you're like, wait, I shit already?
I haven't puked yet.
You pull out a straw and like you're going in, and then your lady's like, wait!
You should have been helping me this whole time!
Yeah. You know, when I had that nasty sinus infection, I don't know how many months ago, this is, okay, I bring this up because you said brain fluid. Mm. So in my, what is this up here? Like, is this your,
lid?
No, no, like beneath your, I guess that's your sinus?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I had like some remnant shit in there. Like it was just like after
like
I
poop?
Was. Yeah.
Okay.
No. Oh, it was like mucus or something.
Oh, okay.
But it was after I was like done being sick.
Okay.
It was purging out of my head randomly, like pure water. Yeah. It was like yellow water, right?
Okay.
So it was like.
This is the fluid episode.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the fluid episode. So
we're talking about every fluid.
No, 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 no. This was actually scary. I was like washing my hands. And then I was done washing my hands. It was like a movie. I finish, and I'm just staring into the sink for just a second and just... It's this yellow, clear liquid just... It falls out of my head.
So you're like I'm for sure dying.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, what the fuck? I'm like, ah, this got to be whatever. The next day, I was working out, and I was like on the outside patio, like pushing some weight in the air.
And you're pissing blood.
Yeah. And then, like, I couldn't feel my back. I just fell forward and rolled down the hill. Now, I was looking down, and I'm, like, doing, like, a shoulder press, and then it happens again. It's, like, liquid just, like, falls out of my head. I'm like, all right, this isn't right. So, do one more. It happens to me one more time, and it's, like, kind of clear. When I type it in on the Google, it's, like, that might be spinal fluid. It's either mucus or spinal fluid. So, then... I'm bugged out, and I do a virtual ER, or a virtual urgent care, not okay. ER. And I tell the doctor what's going on, and he starts fucking with me because he goes, it starts like that,
No way.
I'm like, bruh, don't even play games.
He's like, well, it's either one of two things.
No, he goes, like, it's like genuine concern. He goes, you haven't had any head trauma recently, have you? And then I'm like, well, define head trauma. Like, my girl stuffs my face into the pillow when she's pegging me. Like, what are you talking about? I have her slap me around a bit. Like, what do you know? And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, oh, you didn't get into a fight or anything, did you? And then he goes on to insinuate that, like, I got drunk and I wasn't telling the truth.
Okay.
He's like, you weren't out, like, drinking and, like, you didn't get into it with anybody, did you? Because, you know, it's no big deal if you haven't. Just, you know, I need to know.
Be honest.
Yeah. I'm like, then I'm like, damn, you think I'd get into a fight? I'll take that.
Okay, yeah.
You know, I'm a little bit
proud of it. Okay.
Yeah, I'm a little bit like, oh,
yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. I did get in a fight.
Yeah.
No, but there was like a good 2-minute period where he was really interviewing me about like head trauma because he genuinely thought, he's like, that might be, like he said that. He goes, because, you know, at first description, that sounds like spinal fluid. That sounds like CSR.
Jesus Christ.
Like, I'm dying.
When was this?
This is like some months ago.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But I'm fine. I'm still here.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Good. Yeah. Or you might be in a coma.
Yeah. I could be dead right
now. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. None of this could be real.
Yeah.
You good, man? Well, three times just had an accident.
I was watching yesterday. We were talking about this yesterday, but I watched a video of the dude from Good Good Golf. Mm. See that?
I haven't seen it yet.
So I people don't know that. Can I say that we're going to do a video with them? Is that happening for sure? Okay, so we've been planning this forever, doing a potential golf video with them, and they postponed it, like, you know, all of a sudden, like a month or two ago, because one of the guys in the group got into an accident, and nobody knew what it was. They weren't, like, being clear about what exactly happened, so people were assuming it was a car accident or something like that, and he posted a video a couple days ago, the guy who got in the accident, about what actually happened. Apparently, he was riding in a golf cart and hung his head out the side. And they were going over, like, those little wooden bridges from, like, one hole to the next. And he hit his head, like, on the wooden guardrail. And basically, but didn't really know what happened. He was like, I think I just hit my head. Like, wasn't apparent right away what had happened. He just was like, I think I hit my head. And the guy was like, are you okay? And he ended up playing 7 holes after that. Doesn't remember any of it. But, like, was playing fine. And had just like a really bad headache. And he was like, I think I got to go home. Like my head really, really hurts and I'm really tired. And he drives like 40 minutes back to the hotel. Again, doesn't remember any of it. And gets back to the hotel and his head's in such excruciating pain. He's like, he tells the people at the lobby, he's like, I think I hit my head. I'm not going to go to my room because I think I'm going to die. I don't have health insurance, so I can't go to the hospital because I can't afford it. So I'm just going to lay on this couch right here and just like wake me up every like 20 minutes to make sure I'm like still alive. And the people at the lobby are like, okay, I guess. And eventually his girlfriend comes and gets him. The pain in his head keeps getting worse and worse. And he ends up going to the hospital. He's basically like, all right, fuck it. I guess I just got to pay for this. It feels like I'm going to die. He goes to the hospital and they do an MRI and is like the left half of his brain is like pooled with blood.
Oh my God.
So they basically did that surgery where it's like release the blood out of your, because otherwise what happens is it just leaks down your spine and then you die if you don't like release all the blood.
Oh my God.
And so he's totally fine. But they're like, you might have brain damage. We don't know. Like you might get like seizures in a year or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah. It's pretty fucking crazy.
Well, I'm glad he made it.
Yeah, me too. But it's a crazy ass story, isn't it?
Yeah. That's insane.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. Well, so glad he's all right.
Yeah. Happy. Dude, you say that shit about the. Yeah, I made that face at the. I think I'm going to go lie down.
Yeah.
Because basically, my dad used to work with someone who got a motorcycle accident. Same thing. His head was kind of ringing. He's like, I'm really tired. And he like went to lay down. And then I think someone woke him up and was like, dude, you need to go to the hospital right now. You're gonna fucking die. And then he's like, okay. He kind of like just made it.
Jesus. A
similar situation where it was like, yeah, you know, if you kept sleeping, it's probably likely that you would have just died.
Oh my God.
So crazy.
Hey guys, this episode of TMG is sponsored by Dash Pass from DoorDash. Are you someone who loves ordering food and looking to save on delivery? Dash Pass from DoorDash is your door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Listen, I love Dash Pass because, you know, with a small baby, it's hard to cook. And so you want to order food, but then you're like, the delivery fees are expensive. And you go to war with yourself and your brain, you know?
Yeah. Dash Pass is an exclusive membership from DoorDash that gets you unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders and members-only deals and discounts, whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from your favorite market across town, because you know you got your favorite market across town, or anything in between. Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door.
What do you like to get delivered? Food, diapers, candy, a fancy meal? For me, it's all of the above.
Yeah.
With $0 delivery fees and lower service fees on eligible orders, Dash Pass makes it easy to save at restaurants, grocery stores, and all your local favorites on DoorDash. Dash Pass pays for itself in 2 orders on average. That's crazy. That's my favorite part about Dash Pass because I can order as many meals or groceries as I want, and don't have to worry about delivery fees.
Plus, DashPass gives you special access to exclusive promotions and menu items, all for only $9.99 a month. Get more from delivery for less with DashPass. $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders. Sign up for DashPass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply. Speaking of head trauma, I'm glad Anderson Silva only experienced a little.
Yeah.
I was...
So, yeah, tell me your thoughts on the whole thing.
I was elated with that result. Some people thought I was like, oh, he took an L to Jake Paul. I didn't care about that.
Yeah.
Jake could have been anyone.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't want to see my dad take any more damage.
Are you a fan of him?
Anderson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Major.
Was he the one that broke his, like, snapped his? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like a legend, right?
Yeah.
I know. I know he is. I'm just,
you know.
This is for you guys. But he is a legend, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. See?
Yeah.
He's a legend, you guys.
Okay. Cody.
I know that. I just was making sure that everyone else.
Okay, so my thoughts on the fight. People, so when I was, when we talked about the Jake fight before, and I promise I won't make this like the fight hour for too long, but just 40 minutes or something. But so I was critical of Jake in the beginning, and I was like, no one's really tested him. And some people like misinterpret that. Is me kind of, I think, I don't know. But basically, I think this was exactly the fight he needed to have to demonstrate that he has like a certain qualities, right? Like, what's your instincts when someone puts the fire on you, like, which he's demonstrated. He demonstrated a lot in the way of improvement, and it's undeniable, that part. He got the fire put on him, and he shot back. He had good instincts, When he was getting traded on, he didn't, cover up and then just shut down. He was still, trying to throw in the pocket. Whatever horse steroids Anderson was on, I need that.
Okay.
He ate some bombs,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, he really
and
did.
And I'm like, at 50 years old, you ate that shit?
Yeah.
And kept it? You only got knocked down once?
Yeah.
I need it.
Yeah.
Whatever you're on, dude, I'm like, I want that. That was the main thing I was really thinking. I thought it was a great fight in the way that you got to see some classic Anderson Silva making Jake miss. I thought that was crazy.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
When he started doing that shit, we started getting cocky. I'm like, please, not like this.
Yeah.
It's like, I know you did that when you were 28. You are 47. Please stop that.
Is that how old he is? 47?
Yeah, dude, he's 47.
Damn.
That's psycho to get in there at 47 years old and fight a 23-year-old.
How much did he get paid?
Probably a good ass amount. Good ass.
Yeah.
They made sure they got those bets in.
Who was favored?
Jake.
Okay.
By a lot.
Was he?
Yeah. Hmm. Silva was a decent underdog.
It was entertaining, I will say.
No, it was Jake brought out, he offered some of the best Anderson entertainment in a minute.
Yeah.
And it's crazy at 47 years old how his hands still work that good.
Yeah.
All his like subtle psychological shit, like every time they pushed out the clinch, the way he would just push him on the neck.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, Jake would like tie up and he would, early in the rounds, he was like, Jake, let go. And he's like smacking him on the lower back and just spanking him. let go of daddy.
Yeah.
It was like interesting to see how all those gears were still turning and how even when they'd clinch, Anderson didn't shy away from like the uppercuts and, just staying busy. That part was crazy to see for an old man. Jake definitely like took a lot of punishment and showed like he has it. What I'm curious now is like, okay, his X factor is his knockout power, but he ran into someone who might've been on horse steroids. But it didn't shut him off. So it makes me wonder, how would Jake perform against a guy that's closer to his prime, meaning like another fighter who's not older? And honestly, I don't really agree with the criticism of like, oh, Jake only fights old men. He fights cans. That's literally every fighter.
Yeah.
Every fighter's early record, they're not going out there and fighting like really great fighters in the way that like
they want wins.
Yeah.
You know, their coaches are trying to build their confidence in this and that. So I don't really think that's like a strong critique you can make of him. But I think, okay, now he's had like 4 or 5 fights or whatever.
Six. 6-0.
Is it 6?
Yeah. Okay. My man is 6-0.
No, oh, okay.
I know my man's record.
Yeah, yeah, of course, yeah. Your boy.
Yeah, my boy. I think it's 6-0.
Yeah.
Can you check? I'm pretty sure it is. I was on his Instagram after.
It's whatever. I mean, 5-0, 6-0. He's undefeated. I'm just curious to see now how he would do against a fighter closer to their prime, because I think, you know, okay, Anderson's old. He's obviously great. I don't want to say this and take anything away from him, but Anderson was able to make him miss, and Anderson was able to take some of his punishment that he dishes back. Mm. So I'm curious to see how Jake performs against a guy who can take the punishment that he issues
and then dish,
but can dish it back.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because he definitely, you know, he showed a lot of class, and it's no skin off my back to admit that. I'm just curious to see now. I don't think anyone can be like, oh, he needs to fight a real boxer. He fought a real ass boxer.
Yeah.
That fight.
Yeah.
Okay. He was in there.
Yeah.
But I think to say he needs to fight a seasoned boxer or a more prime boxer, I think that's a fair thing to bring about now. And I think that's really the only direction for him to go. You know?
Yeah.
And his camp has done it right, like scaling up the skill set, you know. Mm-hmm. Ben Askren, that was nothing.
Yeah.
Tyron was a great matchup for him, you know. But this is what boxing is. It's like finding good matchups and finding ways to win.
Do you think he will actually fight someone more primed?
Yeah, but it's still probably going to be a fight that's in his favor.
Yeah.
You know? This was a great fight as far as it was like a great measured test for their camp to see like how he responds to punishment, you know, and yeah, like how he responds to like being, you know, foot to the flame. He looked nervous as shit going into that fight, yeah, naturally. And you know, I don't say that to be critical. I think anyone would be. But yeah, I was very surprised that his right hand didn't put Anderson away.
Yeah.
And I was just glad to see that.
Yeah, he lives in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, the fact that he fights out of Puerto Rico is crazy.
Yeah, him and his brother.
It's crazy.
Because you like don't pay taxes there, I guess.
Yeah, you don't. It's a funny thing, right?
What?
Because like now, Jake is definitely doing things with his platform to be like positive, right? Like fighter pay.
Yeah.
Which is undeniably positive.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be mad at that.
Like, yeah.
He's taking head on something that the UFC and other people dance around. You know, that they...
But it's kind of like, that's like a marketing thing, right?
Right. So it's like, how genuine is it?
Yeah. Is this what he does now? Like he's a... like he promotes fights?
Yeah, he's trying to create... I mean, he has created a fight promotion. That was his fight promo.
Yeah.
Between him and Anderson.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you hate to see it. The school bully.
Smart.
Continues to be more successful. We do not even need to...
Fucking...
We don't even need to look at that.
Put that off. I'd rather see the Walkman lyrics again.
Actually...
Honestly.
No, dude, you handed him one of his only fight L's. He tried to go in there and get busy with you, and everyone was like, you're a fucking dork. He's not undefeated.
Yeah, that's a good point. Although if he threw any sort of punch, he would have taken that.
Yeah, he would have shut you out. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
He would have shut you down in a second.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but.
So violence is the answer.
Sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes it's the answer.
I love how he gets up there and he's like, I just want this, you know, anyone seeing this, you can do it. It's like, you could beat the fuck out of anybody. you could get popped on the internet and, like, scam kids out of money, you know? You don't have, like, fuck the Disney Channel.
Yeah. You can beat up an old dude if you want.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you can. You know, you can join your local gym, get in it with, you know, get in an amateur bout and beat up an old man. It's just, it's not likely that you'll beat up an old man for millions of dollars. Okay, can I just, this is like a horrible, but I was thinking like a stupid stand-up premise. Like,
what?
You can hate Jake Paul, you know? You can, you know, I don't like the guy, but I won't shy away from talking about like his story as a fighter. Cause like, I like fighting. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I don't have an issue acknowledging like, yeah, he's getting better. He's on track to be good. I'm curious to see where he lands, whatever. I don't have to like the guy. But I will say, the people that go, Man, he's just beating up old guys for money.
Okay.
Dude, half of you dudes have had private conversation with your boys where you're like, how much to suck a dick? And some of you have been like, I'll suck a dick for $100,000 right now. So you beat the fuck out of an old guy for like $5 million. Okay. I don't want to hear it.
There's definitely a number.
Yeah.
For sure. You got a number there.
Yeah. Out of all the things, just say you don't like him.
Yeah.
You just don't like him. That's fine. Don't,
how much for you to beat up an old guy?
Dude.
You want to say free?
No, not free. I'm not a psychopath.
Dude, put me in the room with any old guy.
I'll beat
He's
the
getting
fuck.
His ass beat.
Yeah. I'll fuck an old dude up for this right here. These Kit Kats and this Reese's. I'll beat the shit
fucking
out of an old
dude. I'll fuck him up.
I'll fuck an old dude right in his ass. I fuck the ass up. I fuck his ass up. I fuck him in his ass up.
Yeah.
I'm fucking in his ass. Put me in a ring with an old guy. Fuck him in his ass.
Yeah.
Cut. The character's not gay, sir. It's just he just wants to beat up an old man. All right, I got it. Okay. All right. Yeah, I'm in there. Okay.
Hey, old guy, take off your pants.
I'm gonna suck your fucking old dick and balls. I'm gonna fit your old dick and balls in my throat.
Hey guys, this episode of TMG is sponsored by Dash Pass from DoorDash. Are you someone who loves ordering food and looking to save on delivery? Dash Pass from DoorDash is your door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Listen, I love Dash Pass because, you know, with a small baby, it's hard to cook. And so you want to order food, but then you're like, the delivery fees are expensive. And you go to war with yourself and your brain, you know?
Yeah. Dash Pass is an exclusive membership from DoorDash that gets you unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders and members-only deals and discounts. Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from your favorite market across town, because, you know, you got your favorite market across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door.
What do you like to get delivered? Food, diapers, candy, a fancy meal? For me, it's all of the above.
Yeah.
With $0 delivery fees and lower service fees on eligible orders, Dash Pass makes it easy to save at restaurants, grocery stores, and all your local favorites on DoorDash. Dash Pass pays for itself in 2 orders on average. That's crazy. That's my favorite part about Dash Pass because I can order as many meals or groceries as I want and don't have to worry about delivery fees.
Plus, DashPass gives you special access to exclusive promotions and menu items, all for only $9.99 a month. Get more from delivery for less with DashPass. $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders. Sign up for DashPass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Cut. Come on, man. What?
What?
It's not even close to the line.
What's the line?
I'm going to beat the fuck out of you.
Oh, so sorry. Okay. I got it this time. I got it. Okay. Okay, ready?
Down speed.
Okay.
And action.
I'm going to put your fucking shit through a spin cycle.
Cut. Actually, that works.
Wait, no. Let me go to it again. Let me get it.
Okay. Action.
All right. I'm going to turn around and put my fucking asshole on your penis. I'm going to squeeze the head of your fucking dick with my tight ass.
Until you come.
Until you come.
Hey, come. That's another fluid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we haven't touched on that one yet, so I'm glad we got around to that one.
They call me the seer sucker. Because my asshole is so tight, it's going to suck.
The senior sucker?
Seer. My shit wraps you like a coat, and it's just going to squeeze you.
Guys, make sure you're listening to the TMG podcast every week.
That's every week.
Every week.
Every single week.
Yeah.
You can get that at tmgstudios.tv if you're craving a little bonus content. We do an extra hour every week.
That's right. And you can also get bonus content of Trillionaire Mindset. You can get bonus content of Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast. All of that if you sign up for the TMG Studios tier. And then you can get all of our shows ad-free as well.
Yeah. And don't forget the 8-Ball Special and Foul Tip. We got you on there, too.
Insanely Chill.
And we got some other shows on the horizon, which you're not going to want to miss out on.
So it's only going to get crazier. So sign up now and also get our merch. And if you can't tell already, this is an ad for ourselves. Because why not?
Because the economy is crumbling and advertisers are losing money.
So yeah. We have to advertise ourselves.
Yeah. And entertainment as we know it is fucking collapsing.
Crumbling.
Yeah, it's bad.
We see
bad
it from right now. We see it from the inside. It's bad.
it's actually bad.
It's bad. So sign up and you know, help us out.
Let's do another ad.
Okay.
Right now.
For
back
what?
To back.
Guys, this episode is sponsored by Glitter. Hey, speaking of which, I mean, speaking of nothing related, but Jack Harlow on SNL, did you watch any of it?
Speaking of sucking a dick for $1 million. I saw clips, but I didn't.
He was pretty good.
Yeah, no, he's a good actor.
He's definitely a good actor.
Yeah.
He's definitely funny. He's got a good sense of humor.
Yeah.
The sketches were like all right.
Yeah. I mean, you don't.
But it was good. It was good.
Yeah, I mean, you don't expect the sketches to be good.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't know.
When was the last time SNL had a good bit?
I mean, I
actually
did,
no,
like,
that's not a good way.
Did you watch the David Pumpkins or something like that? Do you know which one I'm talking about?
With Tom Hanks.
What is it?
With Tom Hanks.
Yeah, with Tom Hanks. It's kind of like a legendary sketch.
Mm.
And they did it for the first time like 6 years ago.
Mm.
And it's not like, this is an interesting one because it's not like laugh out loud funny the first time.
Yeah.
But you're like, the concept is really funny.
Sure.
And the delivery is good. And for some reason, it just like hits. Like it works. So they brought it back and I don't know. I was just, I was like watching these sketches just kind of like, is this good?
No.
I think it is good.
No.
But it's a different kind of good. Yeah.
It's not good.
So how much to suck an old guy's dick? How much to suck Tom Hanks?
I couldn't do that.
How much to beat up Tom Hanks? That would be tough. He's a good guy. He's a really good dude.
Is he, though? We don't know. Why did Chet turn out that way?
Hey, man. That's a good point.
I mean, Chet could just be, you know, Chet could be Chet. Chet could be just like a soul got into his body.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And they don't know what happened.
Yeah. I think that's what
they probably
is.
Put that soul in his body when, like, Tom did his Illuminati.
Yeah, maybe that's
ritual.
What it was. When he sold his soul. Sacrificed one of his kids.
Yeah, he was an objectively good guy.
I mean, I've heard great things about Tom Hanks.
Okay.
I mean, working wise.
Yeah.
Like,
no.
Isn't he kind of a legend around Hollywood because he, like, stays on sets to...
Yeah, I've heard those.
Yeah.
Okay. To punch Tom Hanks. Just punch him?
Yeah, punch him in the face. How much?
Just punch him clean in the jaw.
Yeah. Like, sucker punch.
See, that's fucked up.
Doesn't even see it coming. Doesn't know. He's just standing there.
Nah, see?
He's standing there like, he's giving an autograph.
Nah.
To, like, a sick kid.
Nah. You could murder someone if you do that right.
Well, I'm okay. So assuming you don't kill him,
sucker punch Tom Hanks.
Damn.
How much did Jake
Ten
make
bucks.
On the Ben Askren fight?
Because it's kind of like that.
Yeah. Whatever Jake made on the Ben Askren fight, that's how much I'd do it for.
Like 10 million or something?
I don't know, man. That's like an irreversible thing.
Yeah.
If they catch me on camera doing that, I need infinite money. I need enough money to like change my face structure, to like get plastic surgery.
Yeah, imagine that clip.
Oh, bro, career end.
People will be like, what is he? Why
it's over, dude. It's over for you, dude.
Dude, Noel, why did Noel do that?
How did he sucker punch Tom Hanks?
That's so fucked up.
Bruh. That frame.
Hey guys, this episode of TMG is sponsored by Dash Pass from DoorDash. Are you someone who loves ordering food and looking to save on delivery? Dash Pass from DoorDash is your door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Listen, I love DashPass because, you know, with a small baby, it's hard to cook. And so you want to order food, but then you're like, oh, the delivery fees are expensive. And you go to war with yourself and your brain, you know?
Yeah. DashPass is an exclusive membership from DoorDash that gets you unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders and members-only deals and discounts, whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from your favorite market across town, because, you know, you got your favorite market across town, or anything in between. DashPass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door.
What do you like to get delivered? Food, diapers, candy, a fancy meal? For me, it's all the above.
Yeah.
With $0 delivery fees and lower service fees on eligible orders, DashPass makes it easy to save at restaurants, grocery stores, and all your local favorites on DoorDash. DashPass pays for itself in 2 orders on average. That's crazy. That's my favorite part about DashPass because I can order as many meals or groceries as I want and don't have to worry about delivery fees.
Plus, DashPass gives you special access to exclusive promotions and menu items, all for only $9.99 a month. Get more from delivery for less with DashPass. $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders. Sign up for DashPass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Oh my god, it'd be crazy, like the Will Smith faith. Slap times 5,000.
Oh dude, it'd be over.
Imagine Tom Hanks is like, you know, on the stage of an awards show and you walk on stage and just deck him.
Drop him? I'd have to become a boxer. I'd have to become a celebrity boxer. Anyone could take a chance at me if I had that kind of power.
Yeah.
Damn, smoking Tom Hanks in front of the world.
That's the saddest thought.
Yeah. You're an evil person.
I don't know why I said that.
It's so funny to just look at Tom Hanks and be like, how much to sucker punch this motherfucker? Look, can we play the other game where we talk about like how much to suck a dick? Nah. How much to
know? How much?
How much to lay this guy out?
I like Tom Hanks. What's this with my fashion?
Oh, yeah, that was another thing. So everyone, they liked our, they liked the vibe of the 5-year anniversary show.
Yeah.
Preach. So when we were talking about the Mr. Tumnus shoes.
Okay.
You know, yeah. I described them as being Dior.
Okay.
And then you were like, oh, the tabbies? I'm like, that's what they're called. And the amount of people that went, sorry, Noel, but those are Margiela's.
Okay.
You people cannot ever talk shit about Cody's clothing. The fact that you've been in the closet and you know what these Mr. Tumnus shoes are. The fact that that's even in your like, oh yeah, the Margiela tabbies. Shut up.
Damn, I thought you were going to make fun of me.
No, I don't want to hear you guys bet. The fact that you're correcting me on the dumbest shoes ever. I don't want to hear you go in on Cody's attire. All right.
Those shoes are pretty dumb.
Just stupid as fuck.
Yeah. Nah, they are. And I have some dumb shoes.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I'm saying I don't want to hear it because the fact that you are that sort of about fashion and you wanna turn your nose up at me for not knowing what the Mr. Tumnus shoes are.
Yeah.
Get out.
Google that actually. I want to see them again.
Margiela Tech. We don't need no highbrow ass opinions on clothing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You can't make fun of Cody's tie dye glitter combinations. Okay. Just because Cody dresses like a girl in fourth grade.
Hold on. Tie dye.
Yep.
Check that shit out.
I mean,
yeah, baby.
I already know. Okay. I don't want to hear.
Yeah, there they are, right there.
I don't want to hear it because you're sitting here making fun of Cody's tie dye, but yet you probably look at some outfit.
I don't think anyone is, dude.
What?
You are.
No, people definitely make fun of your clothes. I can promise you people make fun of your clothes.
Those little comments that you save.
Yeah.
You just go through and screenshot them.
Yeah.
Put them in a little archive.
Yeah. I star them. They're my favorites. No, I'm just saying you probably look at these shoes alongside like some, you know.
Yeah.
You probably look at a pair of these and be like, oh, just... This is such a statement because it's such a commentary on our use of...
Yeah.
All right.
They're bad.
Yeah.
Okay, you can't. I don't want to see you making fun of Cody's fucking third grade girl attire, you know. I don't want to see
that. You can't say that. You can't protect me and make fun of me in the same thing.
I don't want to see you making fun of Cody's clothing, okay? Which looks like clothing
no, it's okay. worn you by that stop.
Girl that, you know.
No, it's okay.
Like when you played outside and there was that girl who smelled like outside.
What? What?
Like you kind of like you'd all be playing like with all the kids on the block with this one girl pull up and you're like,
smell like leaves.
Why do you smell like out here?
And she and I dress like her.
Yeah,
that is kind of my inspo.
Just a little, just a little stank on there. All right, don't talk shit about Cody's clothing, okay? If you're out here correcting on the Margiela tabbies, we don't need it.
Thanks, bro.
Also, everyone wanted us to bone that last episode.
Yeah, I mean, you were pretty low key about, you know, saying preach for the love, but we did get a lot of love on that episode.
Yeah, we did.
And it did feel good.
Yeah.
To do that, you know? And I like that we're back at the handhelds a little bit right now.
I think handheld just changes it.
Yeah.
We just got to go back to handheld. You know why? Because everyone's got their... You know what it is? When people put mics on arms, they get that like Gary V like.
Yeah.
They start gesturing like that. And I think that just like a weird psychological thing where everyone starts to feel like what they say is like really fucking important.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is about holding a microphone where it's like, now you gotta like mean what you say.
And the monitors too.
Yeah.
It makes it feel like more of a conversation.
That's for sure.
It took us 5 years and we finally figured it out.
Yeah.
Well, how to podcast.
No. It's like, just don't
try
do
so hard.
Don't do what you did for the last 2 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you have general household work that you need done? Well, look no further than Miller's Tool Time. Miller's Tool Time is a full service lumber delivery and woodworking business that also does handyman work.
Okay.
That is available for hire should the entertainment industry collapse. Here at Miller Tool Time, we're trained in all kinds of things, like screwdrivers.
Mm-hmm. That's it?
Okay. Yep.
And what's the offer?
Well, we'll come and work for a rate.
Okay. What's the promo code?
No code, just bang our line.
And what's the website?
Don't have one yet, but we're working on it.
Okay.
But we'll be available for work next year.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
They'll be available for work next year.
This is a funny post.
If my best friend was a girl, I'd marry him instantly. He's the most beautiful person I know. This is not something I wrote, guys. This is on Reddit. He's the most beautiful person I know, and he's more attractive than all girls, but like that's gay, and I'm straight. I'm so glad we found your burner, dude. That's gay. Yeah, man.
That's how all bros feel.
Yeah.
Wish I could marry you, dog.
Yeah. There's that.
We'd have so much fun.
That's like a funny like Instagram comedy premise that totally tells on yourself. That one bro you definitely marry in the group. All the comments are like, huh?
Bro, what?
I don't know if there's a bro in my group that I'd marry. This dude verified.
That one friend that you're low-key always thinking about fucking?
That's also your boy? That one dude that, like, you would if your family wasn't so judgmental.
Hey guys, this episode of TMG is sponsored by Dash Pass from DoorDash. Are you someone who loves ordering food and looking to save on delivery? Dash Pass from DoorDash is your door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Listen, I love Dash Pass because, you know, with a small baby, it's hard to cook. And so you want to order food, but then you're like, the delivery fees are expensive. And you go to war with yourself and your brain, you know?
Yeah. Dash Pass is an exclusive membership from DoorDash that gets you unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders and members-only deals and
discounts, whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from your favorite market across town, because you know you got your favorite market across town, or anything in between, DashPass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door.
What do you like to get delivered? Food, diapers, candy, a fancy meal? For me, it's all of the above.
Yeah.
With $0 delivery fees and lower service fees on eligible orders, DashPass makes it easy to save at restaurants, grocery stores, and all your local favorites on DoorDash. DashPass pays for itself in 2 orders on average. That's crazy. That's my favorite part about DashPass because I can order as many meals or groceries as I want and don't have to worry about delivery fees.
Plus, DashPass gives you special access to exclusive promotions and menu items, all for only $9.99 a month. Get more from delivery for less with DashPass. $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders. Sign up for DashPass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply. Huh? Bro, what?
Is this a meme or are you good?
Are you okay?
Yeah.
It's cool, man. We support you. What? No, it's not. Like, that's gay, dude. I'm not. It's like you would, you know?
Yeah. Sorry. I got nothing.
That's fine. That's the great part about handheld. You don't have to have anything.
Yeah. I feel like shit too, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
You want to articulate why?
It's over.
You just said that Halloween's over?
I'm excited.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you were getting so drunk last night because you were so upset that it's over.
Yeah, that's what it was. I'm just, yeah.
Just boozing.
I'm just sad about the lack of trick-or-treaters, you know? No, I'm happy that it's over. My birthday is coming up. That's kind of cool. Thanksgiving.
Yo.
What?
This is so funny. Nah, I'm happy that it's over. He's like, say it like he just went through something.
It's a lot, man.
Halloween?
Don't you think? Yeah.
No, I mean, you're the one out there partying.
Everyone's like worried about costumes and you gotta, it's just like a lot of effort and energy.
I kept it.
What'd you dress up as?
Nothing.
You didn't wear a costume at all? Did you have a costume?
Yeah.
What was yours?
We did Step Brothers. We did the parents from Everything Ever All At
Multiple
Once.
Costumes.
Yeah. No,
it's a lot of effort.
Yeah, I'll tell you what my costume was.
What?
I wore hamster ears to John and Vinny's.
Okay. You went there yesterday?
No. Alina and I took Alex out for like a little producer lunch.
Okay, nice.
And Alina just was like too lazy. She's like, I'm not wiping off the hamster thing. So I'm like, all right, well, we'll make you not feel as crazy. So I brought the 2 additional sets of hamster ears.
Oh, nice.
And so we had a lunch wearing the hamster ears.
Oh, okay. That's cute.
Yeah, that's... And then they asked me to move my car and I took them off. Because I was blocking an ADA van. Unbeknownst to me. It was a sick looking van. Same.
Hey, hamster guy, can you get your car out of
the
way?
Yeah, that's definitely how it felt.
Hey, little... Yeah. Hey, hamster dance over there.
Yeah. Yo... Ass gerbil. Move your car. The dude whose car it was, he's cool as hell, you know. Just like a war veteran. He apologized to me. I was like, that's right.
Yeah, probably because he felt bad.
Yeah. He was like, oh, sorry, you little bitch. Sorry I had to interrupt your stupid little lunch. Nah, yeah.
No, you suck a bunch of him.
Yeah, in his hover round. Yeah, no, he was sitting in his little four-wheeler. Motherfucker. Hey, look, it's the Broke Bitch music video. 3 hamsters dancing around a car. Nah, he was a cool dude. His van was dope. It like had the lifted aspect, so I assume, oh, okay. This shit can definitely get a wheelchair in here. Like, it's got like the, you know, machinery for it.
Yeah.
But it was a Kia. It was the same color as my car.
Okay.
We were matching.
Oh, that's sick.
This shit was all blacked out.
Oh, nice.
I'm like, this van looks hard.
Damn, that's dope.
And then, yeah, they were like, hey, hamster fuck, move your car.
What's the hamster dance? Da-da-dee-da-dee-da-do. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember that dumbass picture of that F1 car? Ding 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 ding. You remember that?
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Crazy Frog.
Yeah, but it was just that.
Oh, okay.
Sequence under the image of an F1 car.
Oh.
That was like a link on Ewom's World. You just click that and then just watch.
Probably have seen it then.
That soundbite with that image. So stupid, man. Okay, speaking of cars, I didn't even do that on purpose. Look at this NASCAR win. Okay. This is so ridiculous, man.
Yeah, I saw something about this.
Dude. You got to get the onboard. Yeah, run it back. Yeah, this dude, NASCAR commentary is so good.
Phoenix, take a look at what he did.
I have never seen anything like that before in my life.
What did he do?
So he needed points for the championship, you know, places 1 through 10.
Yeah, I gotta get him.
Oh, here we go. Oh, dude. So he needs 2 points. So it's the last lap.
Keep coming. Hang on, man.
What in the hell?
Oh my God! Coming to the checkered flag. I can't believe what I just saw.
Like, so I don't understand. Did he purposely do that?
Yes. Okay, so let me explain, because they don't do a good job of explaining it. They need like some Gen Z person to be like, if you think NASCAR is stupid, wait till I show you this. Yeah. This is Jerry Allmendinger. No, what it was that he needed 2 points to, I think, win the championship. That's what I believe. But basically, he's down on points, and he just needs a certain amount of points to get the championship. So they're on the last lap, and he's stuck in tow. Like, all the cars are, like, one after another, so the slipstream is, like, pretty nailed down. And if you get outside of that, you're going to lose time.
Okay.
So he, because it's, like, I guess it's, like, a short track, it's an oval track, he goes, fuck it. And he just floors it and does the video game thing.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And just wall rides the shit to the finish line. So he just...
And did he get the 2 points?
Yeah.
He did?
He jumped like 4 places.
Holy shit.
So like, now run it back.
Okay.
And you see how many cars he jumps ahead of. It's insane.
Gotta get him. Need 2.
So he needs 2 points. And he goes, fuck it. He hops all those cars,
bro.
Oh
my God.
Keep coming. Hang on, man.
Look how fast that is.
So, is he the first person to do this?
I think maybe.
So, why don't people do this if it works so well? Like, because of the money? It's like,
I mean, the car is shot.
Okay, yeah.
You know, like, you can only, you know. But now that's probably going to, they're probably going to have to make a rule. Like, hey, can't do
no
that.
No video game shit.
No video game moves, motherfucker. This is NASCAR.
It's a classy sporting event, all right?
We got to have rules.
Yeah.
Got to have rules.
A lot of NASCAR 2005 on the GameCube with Chad growing up, and you could get away with it. I did that when I was 8 years old.
Oh, that's him?
I never knew if it would actually work. Played a lot of...
That shit worked, dude.
Here's the thing. I don't know how many cars could survive that type of...
But also, aren't you like... Isn't that like a serious risk?
Yeah. It's like insane.
Yeah.
Dude, look at that. Run that back. Holy fuck. You cannot... Sit here and be like, pretend that you would have the nutsack to do this.
Look at that. Oh my God.
That's like Formula One speed, bro.
How fast he went?
That's like easily 160 miles an hour, bro.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
That's insane, dude. Yeah. You know NASCAR started because of Prohibition?
Hold on 1 second.
Uh-oh. Cool, I'm going to get chew time. Actually, we should go into the bone.
Yeah, sure.
All right, gang.
Guys, thanks for bearing with us today.
All right, we'll see you in the bone zone.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
This week on the bone zone.
I'm talking about the glitter.
Shit's sliding down my ass right now. He don't care.
Hey, can I get a bite?
Mr. Beast fucking came all over your guys' faces and you guys just took it.
What?
Watch the full episode by signing up for a membership at tmgstudios.tv.